Well, it is time for our morning munch this morning. Jeff and I will be munching with you this week. We're handling the munching duties, so. But I was thinking of this passage in light of these storms from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23, where Jesus is out with the disciples in a boat and they get caught in a storm. It says, then he got into the boat with his disciple and his disciples followed him. And without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him and saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. And he replied, you have little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves and it was completely calm. And the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. You know, there's a lot going on in this story, but they were heading out over the lake and, you know, there's a major lake over there and it is large and the storms can be quite furious and obviously quite dangerous, especially in those days when your boats were not, you know, the kind of boats we have today and quite susceptible to sinking. And had they gone down in the middle of the lake in the midst of the storm, they probably all would have been drowned and died. So they were literally in danger of their lives. And in the midst of this very furious storm, and the waves crashing over the boat, and waves, water splashing into the boat, somehow Jesus is sleeping through all this. Somehow he is sleeping through all of this chaos. And the disciples run to him and wake him up and say, what, Jesus, what are you doing? Don't you care? Don't you care about us? And certainly there may be some folks in these areas that have been affected by these tornadoes who may have that same feeling as the disciples, you know, that God was sleeping on them last night. God, don't you care about us? If they've lost a home, if there have been injuries in the family, if, you know, there's significant damage and seeing things destroyed, it's easy to wonder where God is at and to think that God is sleeping. And so we can understand the disciples' concern. We can understand their questioning of Jesus. I think we would do the same thing in their place. God, where are you? Why are you sleeping? Don't you see the storm that we are in? Don't you see the trial we're going through? Don't you care about us? Because that's really what they're saying, isn't it? Don't you care about us? Don't you care that we're all going to drown? Don't you care that we're all going to die? You're supposed to be taking care of us. You're supposed to be looking out for us. Why are you sleeping? And Jesus' response, you have little faith. Why are you so afraid? Now, that seems an odd question because the answer is we're so afraid because there's a massive storm that's about to drown us all. That's why we're so afraid. We're so afraid because the weather has come up and this massive storm has come up and it is something far beyond our control and it's going to kill us. This is why we're afraid. This is what normal people do in this situation. They get afraid. That's a normal human reaction. The real question is, why aren't you afraid? Because that's the logical response to Jesus' question. Why are you afraid? Because there's reason for fear. Why aren't you afraid? Then Jesus shows him why he's not afraid. Because, and I like how he says it, he just doesn't say, be still. He rebukes the wind and the waves. You know, he just doesn't tell them to calm down. He rebukes them. It's almost like he's saying, how dare you? Stop. And immediately, it's calm. Immediately, it's gone. The storm that was engulfing them and surrounding them, and this storm that was threatening their lives, this massive, huge storm is suddenly just gone. And things are perfectly calm. And in another version of this story, it says that they were terrified of Jesus and said, "What? Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him?" You know, we get into situations, things like last night, where the forces of this world and our lives spin out of control. Nobody had control over what was happening last night. If you're in Salina, Dayton, Trotwood, any of those areas, you didn't have any control over that. You didn't have any control over what was coming. Those tornadoes were coming, and they were coming whether you wanted them or not, and there was nothing you could do about it. And when we're put in that situation where we are completely at the mercy of the elements and of this world, with no control over our fate, what are we going to do? Because eventually, in our life, we are all going to be in that situation. The fact is, all of us walk every day in that situation, whether we realize it or not. We have very little control over our lives. We have very little control over what can happen to us. We can be driving in our car and doing everything right, but the drunk behind us isn't and plows into us. We just don't have control over our lives. Storms just remind us of that. Storms just remind us that the control that we think we have is illusion. We are at the mercy of these things. But here's the good news. They are in control of God. or God is in control of them, I should say. God is in control of those circumstances. God is in control of those storms. God is in control of all of those things that are happening to us. He does have a plan and a purpose. He is looking out for us. And when we cry out to him, his answer to us is, "Why are you afraid? You of little faith. Trust me. In a moment, I can make this storm disappear. You aren't in control, but I am. And as long as you're with me, you're okay." But let me remind you that if you are with Jesus, you are okay. He's going to take care of you. He's going to see you through this. He's going to help you. He's going to strengthen you. He will deliver you through this. You're okay. And you're going to be okay. Because Jesus is with you. And he does have authority over these things. He has power over these things. He is not at their mercy. They are at his. And his mercy is for us. And his grace is for us. And his love is for us. And he is watching over us. Yes, he rebukes the disciples for not having faith, but he also calms the storm. He takes care of them. He delivers them. And he'll do the same for you, whatever storm of life you're going through. So let's pray. Lord, we do lift up those who've been affected by this tornado. Lord, we know that many are maybe without home. Some have been injured, concerned about loved ones, concerned about family, seen their property damaged, cars damaged, houses maybe even destroyed. Lord, we pray that your peace would overwhelm them this day, that you would remind them that you are the master of these storms, and that you are with them, and you will deliver them, and encourage them and calm them with that knowledge and that truth, so that they would stand firm in it and not be shaken. And Lord, for anyone else, anywhere else, who's going through maybe a different kind of storm in their life, Lord, that they too would know that peace and that power and not lose heart or hope, but find their strength in you and know that as long as they are with you, they are okay. And we pray this in your name. Amen.
Tommy Briggs, Gateway Baptist Church. Always amazing how you can just pull right out of a hat a great message. Last minute effort, as we've been focusing on helping out, getting the word out about the storms and so thank you. That was a good message. Well, tell us about your church and what you do besides being on the Wake Up Call morning show.
Well, in addition to being your affable co-host here with Jeff, I also pastor a church called Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 4057 Door Street and meet at 10:30 for our Sunday school, 11:45 for our worship service. We have multiple Sunday school groups that meet. We have a women's group, an adult Bible study, student Bible study, family Bible study for our kids and families and all together, studying together. Multiple groups that meet throughout the week. And so we're excited to do food distribution on Wednesdays. And we're going to be doing something cool on Wednesdays. In a few weeks, we'll be starting a kind of a basketball ministry. And we're going to be playing basketball out. Once we get our hoop fixed up, we're going to be playing basketball and cooking out hot dogs and just inviting people to come over and have fun and shoot some baskets, eat some hot dogs, drink some lemonade, and just hang out with us. And that'll be happening on Wednesday nights right after our food distribution. So we're looking forward to that.
All right. And where do people go to find out more information and to take advantage of what you got going on?
Best way to do it is to go to our website, gatewaytoledo.com.
Thanks, Pastor Tommy Briggs.
All right. Thank you.